And good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Remember last week and last couple of time we talked about the love of God.
啊，前几个星期我们讲到神的爱。
The first kind is God loved the unlovable and unlovely.
那第一次我们讲的是神爱那个不可爱的人。
And that is a not extraordinary, it's an ordinary behavior of a Christian.
那我们也说那个并不是就是不正常的一个表现，而是一个非常平常，对基督徒非常平常的一个表现。
That's the new normal.
是一个新的正常的基督徒生活。
That's the new normal for the new person in Christ.
那在基督里新造的人来说呢，这是一个新的平常的一个表现。
In Christ, we have put off the old self, put on the new self.
在基督里呢，我们脱去旧人，穿上了新人。
In our daily life, we love the unlovable, the unlovely, and the unloving.
那我们在日常生活中呢，我们就去爱那些不可爱的、不值得爱的人。
Yeah, when we love, we are most like God.
那当我们爱的时候呢，我们就像神一样，更像神。
Yeah.The secondly, we're talking about we love the enemy as ourselves.
那第二点呢，我们讲到我们要爱仇敌如同爱我们自己。
Love your enemy.
爱你的仇敌。
Actually, it's not something extraordinary. Get out of your comfort zone is our comfort zone now.
那我们就像好像我们离开了我们的那个安全区域，那现在这个成为了我们一个就是很自然很舒服的一个区域，就是爱我们的仇敌。
That's the new normal.
这是一个新的一个正常的一个表现。
Yeah, it's just a normal day we do normal thing.
就是好像一个正常平常的一天，我们做一个平常的事情一样。
And...The Holy Spirit, the reason the Holy Spirit is in our heart is enable us to do that because the Holy Spirit pour out God's love in our heart.
那我们可以做是因为那个圣灵在我们的里面把神的爱给了我们，让以至于我们可以行出来。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of love.
那因为圣灵在我们的里面呢，我们的灵就是称为爱的灵。
And Romans chapter 5 talking about Holy Spirit overflowing our heart.
那在罗马书第五章呢也讲到就是圣灵就是好像涌流出来一样。
And we can love the unlovable, we can love the sinner and the enemy.
我们就可以爱就是不可爱的人，可以爱我们的仇敌。
Today we'll go even deeper.
那我们今天要讲的更深。
Yeah, when we talk about the object of love, that's what we talk about, the unlovable people, the sinner, and the enemy.
那我们讲到爱的时候呢，这是一个对象呢，就是我们会讲到就是不可爱的人啊，或者仇敌啊一类的。
Now today we learn the attitude of love.
那我们今天就要讲就是爱的一个就是一个表现，一个彰显。
Your inner attitude.
就是你在里面的，就是在你里面的一个对爱的一个表现。
And we learn something about God is that God is a humble God.
那我们要从神那学习，因为我们的神是非常谦卑的一个神。
God's love is a humble love.
神的爱是非常谦卑的一个爱。
We are talking about the humility of love. Without that, Jesus will not come to the world.
那我们在讲到就是爱的这种谦卑性，如果没有这个的话，基督就不会来到世上。
And we're going to look at from three different angles. The first angle we look at.
那我们要从
Continue.
那我们要从三个不同的方面来讲。啊，从第一个方面是
God loves us with a humble love。
那第一个就是神爱我们是用非常谦卑的一个方式来爱我们的。
Secondly, Jesus loves us with his humble love for God and for us.
那第二点我们要讲到基督对我们的爱是非常谦卑的爱 不仅是对我们也是对天父。
Finally, our humble love for God and Jesus and for other people.
那第三点呢我们要讲到我们自己的爱对谦卑的爱来爱就是平常普通的人还有爱基督还有爱天父。
Now, we look at some Bibles.
那我们要读一下圣经。
The most famous Bible is the John chapter 3:16. Let's take a look.
就是出名的就是那个约翰福音第三章十六节。
And Alvin, can you just put it on the screen, please?
Yes, no problem.
That is the one almost everybody can remember and recite, and we're going to look at in more detail.
那这个章节是非常很多人都会背的，所以我们再看一次。
Now we look carefully.
那我们看认真看。
Because God loved the world.
神爱世人。
And He sent Jesus down.
他就把耶稣差派下来。
To the world to save the world.
来到世上，来到世上不是要定世人的罪呢，是要救世人。
So a lot of time we forgot, you know, Jesus come to save, not to condemn, not to judge, not to correct.
那神，那我们常说就是神来降他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人得救，不是来审判我们的。
So the gospel is a gospel of light into darkness.
那这个福音就是光来到黑暗当中。
And that's why in the 19, okay, we read that. And the light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
那十九节讲到光来到世上，可是世上的人因自己行为是恶的，不爱光，反爱黑暗。
Means one of the purpose Jesus come is not looking at the result, is to humble himself, to obey God.
那就是
continue.
那基督来呢，他来并不是来定我们的罪，来乃是就是谦卑的顺服神的旨意来到世上。
Not only that, to give us love and give us light into darkness.
不仅是这样，他把爱跟光带下来。
So that's the purpose Jesus coming down is incarnate into the darkness.
那耶稣来到这个世上的目的呢，乃是就是把光带到黑暗当中。
Incarnate God's love into the loveless world.
那把那个爱呢，从神的爱拿到这个没有爱的世界上。
Incarnate means the world become flesh, dwell among us.
那这个意思就是这个世界呢，就好像变重新更新了一样。
Dwell among us, he live among us.
他也住在我们当中。
The holiness and loving God live among the sinner and the dirty people.
那这个圣洁的有爱的神住在我们这个肮脏的没有爱的这个世人当中。
That's very humble.
这是非常谦卑的。
That's why Jesus, before he went away, the last act on earth is he washed the feet of the disciple.
那也就是为什么当耶稣准备离世的时候，他最后做的一件事乃是去洗众使徒门徒的脚。
And Jesus bring out the heart of God is that the God's greatness is in his humbleness.
那神，那耶稣呢，就把这个神最伟大的一面，那个谦卑的一面来带给我们。
The Bible never says God's greatness is creating the world.
圣经上没有讲，就是神的伟大是因为他创造了世界。
God's greatness is perform miracle, no.
那神的伟大也不是他能够行神迹。
God's greatness is not his power.
那神的伟大也不是他的能力，也不是因着他的能力。
God's greatness is a humility willing to abase himself, incarnate into the world, to live among us, to understand us.
那神的伟大就在乎他能够谦卑的，能够愿意来到我们当中，把他的那个爱来告诉我们。
To be a carpenter.
就是像一个那个木匠一样，不是成为一个木匠。
To make a living.
成为一个木匠，然后用这个他的手艺来生活。
To raise a family as the elder son.
他是一个长子，他用他的这个木匠的工作来养活一家人。
Why? Because he want to understand us.
为什么呢？就是因为他想要来了解我们人。
Experience what we experience.
能够来经历我们所经历的。
To think what we think.
来思想我们所思想的。
To act what we act.
来就是行动我们所行动的。
To suffer what we suffer.
来就是痛苦我们所受的痛苦。
He understands us more than anyone else.
他比世上任何的人都更加了解我们。
He even knows the detail of your life.
他甚至知道你生命里的非常细小的细节。
Even your hairs were counted.
甚至你头上的每一根头发都被数算过。
On a daily basis.
天天的被数算。
Then in no moment, his eye is off us. That's why his love is constant and humble.
他的眼睛从来没有离开过我们，所以我们说他的爱是这样子的谦卑。
That's very tough to be in a position like God, like a superior person, now going down to the so low, associate of lowly people and sinners is almost incomprehensive.
那就是甚至就是一个高高在上的神愿意谦卑下来成为一个就是普通的人，跟有罪的跟犯罪的人我们不喜欢的人在一起生活，就是这个是超过我们可以理解的。
Now, Anna, your, I cannot hear very well from your interpretation. Is it just my, internet?
Alvin,
can you hear clearly from Anna?
Duncan, it's okay. I think it's because the internet at your side is not working very well, but it's still okay for now. 还可以，没关系，Duncan. 可以听见吗？
可以听见。
Duncan, hello, 你的麦克风已经 mute. Duncan, your mic is muted. Duncan? Hello?
Duncan, 你 mute 了，你能 unmute 吗？
Can you hear me?
Duncan, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Great. You can continue now. Thank you, Duncan. 你可以继续。
Yeah, can you hear me now?
可以，
yeah,
可以。
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, we continue. Sorry about that.
So,
God's love is a humble love.
那神的爱是
His greatness is
神的爱是谦卑的爱。
His greatness is His humility.
那他所伟大的地方就是他的谦卑。
As it's demonstrated in the parable of the prodigal son.
那在那个浪子回头的这个比喻当中呢，就很好的表现了出来。
The father was insulted, but he was forgiving. He continued to wait for the son to come back with patience and accept him as if nothing happened.
那这个
and throw a party to rejoice.
那这个Yeah, 这个浪子回头故事里面的这个父亲呢，虽然他把钱被就好像把钱被孩子骗走了一样，可是他并没有计较这个，他就在村口一直等着他的这个孩子回家。当他这个孩子回家以后呢，一点都没有责备他，反倒就是为这个孩子开了一个很大的宴席。
That is a humility of God.
这就是神的谦卑。
He could have judged. He could have punished. No, that's not him.
他是可以来审判的，他是可以来管教的，可是他并没有。
Another example, Hosea.
那还有
Old Testament.
那在旧约里边，何西阿书也有讲到。
何西阿书。
对，何西阿，我说了。
Talking about an adultery wife, but God continued to love her again and again with forgiveness.
哎 Duncan, it's okay.Anna.
It's okay. Continue.
Yeah, it's okay. Anna, can
you hear me? So in Hosea, continue to be insulted by.
那在何西阿书呢，这个何西阿就是常常的被冒犯，因为他的妻子行淫离开他。
Many, many times, and he just patrol the wife means bring her back and forgive her and continue to maintain the relationship with her.
那这个多次呢，这个妻子离开他，可是呢，这个何西阿还是去就是把这个妻子聘请回来，然后继续的与他同住。
And it also represents God's heart is relentless and never give up.And love the person who doesn't love him.
那这也就是代表了神的一个属性，就是那种对爱毫不放弃的一个，就是一个属性。
When you love someone who doesn't love you and continue to love, that is have to bring yourself down to the person's level with a lowliness mind.And just love the person as they are.
那就是在一个关系当中，如果对方不爱你了，你还是爱他，就是你好像把你自己放到一个非常非常低微的一个位置，就是好像让他回来。
And that's God's heart. God's heart is a humble heart, even in Hosea, and.Continue, yeah.
那神的爱是非常谦卑的爱，就好像在何西阿书写的一样。
Mm-hmm. It's like in the book, he talking about God was very angry at the same time, he's compassionate. That's a struggle between the compassion and the anger in Hosea chapter 11.
那在何西阿书呢，他就是十一章就讲到神的那个愤怒，同时呢又讲到神的那种就是慈悲那种怜悯。对，慈悲那种怜悯就是好像两个，就是神在内心当中的一个就是一个啊一个就是对峙吧，对峙呀，
斗争。Spiritual struggle。
那就是一个灵里的一个斗争。
对。Mm-hmm. In Jeremiah, even God cried over this. God just crying.
那在耶利米书呢也是一样，就是神好像在哭喊。
Weeping and crying.
是在哭泣，在呼喊的。
You can see our God's heart is so humble and gentle, almost take anything as long as you come back, including all the insults he took from us.
那就是你可以看出神的心是多么的谦卑，就是他能够忍受这一切的那种屈辱，让我们回来。
So now we can, from all these different passages of the Bible, we can see God's heart for us is a humble heart. Without that, He cannot love us because we are so low.
那我们在这不同的经文当中，我们可以看到神的心，他是多么的谦卑。如果他没有办法谦卑的话，他就没有办法就是能够来体会我们，因为我们人是非常低，就是低贱的，非常低的。
Now in the John chapter 3, 16, God so loved the world because He loved His Son Jesus into a humble situation in this world to live in a humble life and to understand and die for us.
那所以就是约翰三章十六节，他就讲到啊，神把他的儿子谦卑的降下来，来到我们这个卑微的一个世上，能够来体会我们这些卑微的人的一切。
Now let's look at. We understand God's heart is want to understand and look.Experience what we experience, so we cannot say God does not understand us. He understands you better than yourself.
那我们不可以说神不了解我们，因为他比世上任何人都更了解我们。
Mm-hmm. And yesterday in my business, and one of the customers was really upset.
那昨天呢，我的一个客人非常的不开心。
And.We don't know why. His wife asked him, why you are so unhappy? Can you smile a little bit? He just could not tell his wife what was the reason.
那他的妻子问他你怎么了，你为什么那么不开心呢，可是他没有办法给他太太一个答案。
I don't know, but the Holy Spirit tell me, you better talk about God, talk about God's love with this gentleman.
那我也不知道怎么回事，但是我觉得圣灵在跟我说，我必须要跟这个人讲讲关于神的爱。
Then I talk about a little bit God's love, you know, God will take care of us, all these things. Suddenly I say one thing. I said, leave it to God. He will take care of you.
那我跟他讲哦，关于神的爱这些那些的，突然我就讲了一句话，我说就是你把这一切交给神，放下交给神。
Suddenly, he said, that's it.
那突然他就说，哦，就是这个了。
That's what I want to hear.
这就是我所想听的。
Then he smiled.
然后他就开始笑了，微笑了。
God's love moved him because God will take care of him. Then all the problem will be solved. Then he believed.
因为神爱他，神要就是帮助他放下一切的重担。
And he went away smiling.
那他离开的时候是带着微笑离开的。
Amazing, God's word can change a person from sadness to happiness.
那神的爱是这么奇妙，能够改变一个人，从一个很难过的一个境界到一个喜乐的一个境界。
From sorrow to joy.
从悲伤到喜乐。
That's why as a Christian, we must learn from Jesus to incarnate God's love into this darkness.
那我们作为基督徒，我们就要学像耶稣一样，把就是神的爱带进这个没有爱的世界。
Because psychology cannot change people.
因为心理学没有办法改变人。
Positive thinking doesn't change people.
那就是积极向上的思想没有办法改变人。
Money cannot buy joy.
那钱金钱也没有办法买来快乐。
All the fortune in the world cannot buy health.
那所有的好东西都没有办法能够买健康的身体。
But with God's word is life and power and love, joy, peace.
那神的爱就是仁爱喜乐和平，是能力，是力量。
We already have the Holy Spirit in us, the fruit of love, joy, peace in us.
那我们已经有圣灵的果子，我们有仁爱、喜乐、和平在我们里面。
Why don't we learn from Jesus to bring incarnate this into the darkness of your world?
那为什么我们不学耶稣的样式呢？能够把这些带到就是世上的这个黑暗的世上来，把神的爱带进来。
Of your family.
带到你的家庭当中
of among your friends,
带到你的朋友当中
into the church,
带到教会当中
into your community,
带到我们的社区
into your nation,
带到我们的国家
Instead, we always say, hey, the job is not good. It's a lot of junkies here, you know. I don't like this job, you know, because, you know, it will affect me. I better change job to work with better people.
可是我们常常说，哦，这个工作不好哦，我要换一个工作，等等等等的。
Oh, this job or this relationship have a lot of darkness there, you know. I don't want to deal with that.
No, 我们常常说，哦，这个工作有很多黑暗的地方啊，我不想处理这些东西。
Or this relationship.
或者我不想处理这个关系。
I need to change it.
我要换一个环境，我要改一下。
No, my friend, God wants us to shine in the darkness.
但是事实上，我们神让我们在这个环境当中要成为一道光。
There's no accident. You are in this job, in this relationship, because God wants you to shine His love. His humbleness into this.
这是神的一个意念，让我们在某一个关系或者某一个工作当中，所以使我们可以能够发亮发光。
God wants you to go low like Jesus to save people.
那神想让我们像基督一样谦卑的来救那个世上的人。
If God tell His Son Jesus, "Hey, you have to go down to the world to save these people, to understand, to live among them," Jesus say, "I don't do this. I don't do this dirty thing." Then none of us will be saved.
那如果神问让耶稣说哦，你到世上去救这些人，那耶稣说哦，不行，我不能做这些肮脏的活。如果是这样子的话
，I'm holy. I don't do incarnation into this darkness.
我是圣洁的我不愿意在这个肮脏的世上来做事情。如果他是这样回答的话，没有人可以得救。
So my friend, there's no accident.God put you in this position. Don't change your status. Remain in this position to shine some love into the darkness.
那在你的环境当中呢，这不是一个就是好像一个 accident, 因为神把你放在当中就是让你做光做盐能够来改变。
To shine some truth into the darkness.
就是在光中呢能够洒下在黑暗当中能洒下光。
To bring the lost children home.
把那些就是遗失的儿女找回来。
That's exactly the purpose of God for your life.
这就是神在耶稣在你生命中的一个计划。
Don't run away. The darker it is, the more we must go and go deeper.
所以不要逃跑，如果越黑暗的话，你就越应该待在自己当中。
The reason why we don't do that because we are proud people. I don't do this because I am a middle class. I have a good education.
那我们不愿意做的原因就是我们常说啊、哦，我是一个中级，我有一个好的学位，我有个高的学位，所以我不愿意在这当中做事。
Bringing is not, I'm not this kind of people.
啊，或者说我不是这一类人。
And instead of going obeying God and send some love to downers, we become to judge them.
那我们不就是没有把神的爱带下来，没有救这些人，反倒就是啊、在审判这些人。
We are just a limited human being. We are sinners too, but we start to judge people.
我们自己都是罪人，可是我们还是在在议论，在审判其他的跟我们一样的人。
Condemn people.
来就是议论别人
，criticize them，
批评别人
，to show how holy I am, how right I am，
啊，就是好像来彰显哦，我是多么的圣洁，我是多么的正确。
But Jesus said, "Judge not, you shall not be judged."
但是耶稣说，我们不可以来论断美，来审判别人。
Condemn not, you will not be condemned.
不要议论别人，你们会被议论。如果你
if you read it seriously, more carefully, judge not. Remember, judge not. You will not be judged not by people, by God.
那如果你读的认真读
，if you judge, you will be judged by God.
对，如果你认真读的话
，it's a terrible thing to be judged by God because if we have been sinful.
对，如果你圣经说，如果你就是 judge 如果你审判别人的话，你会被神来审判。你要认真读的话，他写的是被神来审判。
Judge not, you shall not judge by God.
对，就你是会被神来审判。如果你审判别人的话
，If you judge, God will judge you too.
对，如果你论断别人，你也会被论断，被神来论断。
对，不是人论断，是神论断，是 God going to judge you, not people.
对，不是人来论断你，而是神，他要亲自的来论断你。
It's a terrible thing to be judged by God. Why?
被神论断是一个非常可怕的事情。
Because you have some secret defects and sins in your life.
因为在你的生命中有一些就是秘密的别人不知道的罪
only known by you and maybe your father and mother
可能只有你自己或者你的父母知道
and you start to judge other people and say hey, hey and God say hey I know everything about you what about the brain in your eye 你的良木
那比如说你在论断别人的时候神就说诶你为什么论断别人呢你难道没有看到自己眼中的良木吗
Can you identify with the person you are a sinner too?
你能认知到你自己也是一个罪人吗跟其他人一样的
You're the person exactly the same kind, but except nobody know.
你跟那个人是一样的只不过别人不知道你心内中的那个罪。
But the unfortunate thing is, you know, God knows.
但是很可惜的是，你自己知道你的罪，神也知道。
Well, be careful when you start to judge people, because God's going to judge you. God judges you. Usually, your sin is much bigger than the other brother and sister.
所以你要小心了，如果你论断的时候，论断别人的时候，神也会同样论断你。而且你要知道，也许你的罪比那个你所论断的人还要多。
That's why Jesus said, before you try to take the speck out of your brother, I...
那所以耶稣说，你想把你这个朋友眼中的刺拿出来之前，
First, remove the blank, a big log, that the blank in your eyes.
那首先你要把自己眼中的梁木拿出来，再去来挪你弟兄的眼中的刺。
Your blank means a big wood piece of wood is much bigger than the speck of your friend's eye.
那你眼中的梁木是一块很大的木头，比你眼朋友眼中的那个刺可要大多了。
You better don't be proud, be humble, because you are the person exactly the same kind. God knows everything. We are all sinners.
那你们要小心啊，因为你我们都是一样的罪人，都是有罪的人。
We are all sinners. We are always forgiven.
那我们都是罪人，可是我们常常的被饶恕，一直被饶恕。
From now on, lower yourself to identify with the sinners.
那从现在开始呢，我们要谦卑自己，让我们要知道，我们其实就跟别人一样，是个罪人。
And the Bible said, all our righteousness is a filthy clothes.
那圣经也讲的，就是我们所有人的义都是肮脏的衣服。
So don't judge because you are the person exactly the same kind, and also God might judge you if you judge others.
那所以呢，我们都是一样的，都是罪人，不要论断别人，免得被神论断。
You have humbled yourself because actually, you must be humble because you're the kind of person is a sinner.
那我们必须要谦卑，因为我们同样的都是一个罪人。
And we are no better.
我们没有比别人好。
They may do it today, but you may do it tomorrow.
他们也许今天做了一个事情，但也许你明天也会做同样的事情。
So first, we have to humble ourselves like Jesus.
所以第一呢，我们就要像耶稣一样谦卑我们自己。
To look clearly that instead of judge and condemn, we must give and forgive.
那我们要像耶稣一样不要论断，不要来批评，乃是就是来赦免，来原谅，来接纳。
When you forgive others, actually, you're forgiving yourself.
那当你原谅别人的时候，其实你也是在原谅赦免你自己。
When you help others, help yourself.
当你帮助别人的时候，也是一样，你在帮助你自己。
When we give others,God will give back to you.
那你当你给予的时候，神也会同样的还给你。
So the better way is listen to what God wants us to do. That's no accident. You go to incarnate into the darkness to give and forgive, to give and forgive, like Jesus did.
那我们就是应该，就是我们在一个环境当中是神给我们良的环境，我们就是应该把光带下来去给予，并且去饶恕。
How many times?
多少次？
Seven times?
七次吗？
Seven times, 70 times?
七乘七次吗？
And Jesus said it must beinfinite time.
耶稣说就是无限次。
Because God has forgiven you infinitely too.
因为神已经无限次的赦免了你的罪。
So we can see we must start to get rid of our arrogance. Don't be proud of yourself. Be humble like God. Because the Bible, as a matter of fact, be merciful.As I'm merciful, now is be humble as I'm humble.
那所以我们现在就不能自高自大，我们要谦卑，因为圣经上说我是那个谦卑的，所以你们要谦卑。我是那个有怜悯的，所以你们要有怜悯。
And you also said, "Hey, I know, you know, this is sounds good, but I'm a gifted person."
那你也许
I have a lot of good quality.
那也许你说哦，这挺好的，但是我是不一样的，我是一个非常有才华的人，我是一个非常优秀的人。
Actually, I always act right, do right, say the right thing.
我永远就是在做对的事，说对的话。
How can I associate with these people?
那我怎么能够跟这些人在一起呢？
How would I do such sin that they did?
对，我怎么能够跟他们一样，就是犯同样的罪呢？
How can I commit the kind of sin they are committing?
我怎么跟他们一样的犯一样的罪呢？
But the Bible also say all the good gift, all the good thing, all the good behavior, goodupbringing, good quality is from God too.
那神也说了一切的好的
When you were born, you have this good quality.
但是圣经上也说了一切的好处都是从神而来的你所身上所有的你认为好的东西都是神所给的。
但可能麦克风已经 mute 了，好像他的
两个都
视频也没出来，对他忽然掉线了。希望我们看一下，我再看一下。
So we wait for the brother Duncan.
他还在线上，对，我们稍等一下。
Duncan，你听得见的话，你开你的麦克风还有你的视频。
好，我现在开了。
Okay.
好的，太好了。
Somehow the connection is not too good, but anyway, God is, if a lot of people are praying for us, don't worry about it. So we continue. We continue.
不错，挺好的。
What I'm saying is that you think this is from you. No, God said this is from me. All the good things in James chapter 1:16, all the good things from God. All your good nature is from God. All your good fabric background from God.
那也许你说你是好的，但是所有的好处都是从神而来的。你自己认为你所有的好的行为、好的那个品格，都是神白白给的。
And Paul in Corinthians chapter 4 talk about that. Let's turn to Corinthians chapter 4.
那我们看看哥林多前书还是后书？第三章。First Corinthians or the okay, first, 前书哥林多 Chapter 3, 第三章
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节
Okay, I read that, then Anna interpret that.、
Okay.
For who makes you different from anyone?
使你们与人不同的是谁呢？
What do you have you did not receive?
你有什么不是领受的呢?
If you did receive it,
如果你若是领受的,
Why do you boastful as though you did not?
为何你自夸仿佛不是领受的呢?
Don't be boastful.
不要自夸。
Don't be boastful.
不要自夸。
Your good stuff is from God. By the same token, his bad stuff is from Satan, and God allow it. Still, God allow it.
那你的好东西都是从神来的，那些不好的东西都是从魔鬼仇敌那来的。但是即使这样，神还是允许这些事情发生。所以保罗说：“你不要自夸，不要。”自高自大。
Rather, you use your good gift.
你还不如用你的好的行为。
You rather you use a good gift and to serve the nothing people, the unworthy people.
那用你的好东西来服侍那些不值得爱的，就是不配得的人。
But your attitude must be that too. When you look at the sinful people who commit something, unchristian.
那做你的态度呢？就是当你看到这些人做了一些就是你认为不好的事情的时候。
And you forgot, you, but we must remember, you just looking at the sin, but you did not look at the struggle behind.
那你看到的只是他所犯的罪，但是你没有看到背后的那种征战。
How much blood he has sweat fighting against this?
那他用了多少的那个血肉那个能力来战胜这个东西呢
?How well?
你单给你的 repeat 吗没听清啊。诶他 froze 了吗
Anna?
OK, 你再说一次刚才好像停了一下。
So how well, how much effort he put into to fight against sin?
那这个人他有花多少的力量花了多少的那个这个 effort 来就是抗拒这个罪呢
We just look at the appearance.
我们只是看表面的东西。
Oh, this person is sin.
Oh, 我们只看到哦，这个人在捆绑当中。
We don't know how many he has struggled, try to rely on God to overcome.
那我们并没有看到他花了多少的力量在神里面来，就是来战胜这个东西。
Only God in a position to see.How much effort he's put into that? How well he has done?
只有神在他的位置上才能够看出这个人花了多少力量去抗拒这个罪。
Maybe you think this person is bad. From God's perspective,This person is much holier than you.
那可能你觉得他犯罪了，但是如果在神的眼中，也许这个人比你还要圣洁。
Because you put into no effort to fight against sin.
因为你并没有就是来抵抗这个罪。
You did not rely on God.To struggle you just have the good quality. You don't even put no effort on that, then you are a good person.
因为你是一个好人，你并没有就靠神的力量来去抗争过一个罪。
Anna.
哦，我讲了，没听到吗
？Anna, are you okay? I can't hear you.
喂，听不到我吗 ？Hello， 听到我吗？诶，听到我吗 ？Hello，
听到你，就是丹肯弟兄，他的 Internet 不太好，他老滞后，他以为他没听到你。
哦，是我的麦不好。Elvin， 是不是我的麦不好 ？Elvin，
Elvin， 你怎么了？你的声音。
最重要，你听到我说吗？最重要啊，最重要。听不清楚，听不听到啊？那 Anna，
现在听吗 ？Yes， 现在我可以听到啊，有的时候会慢一些。
是吗？
你的麦有时候有点杂音，有一点点杂音，有时候听不清。
哪里啊？
不知道，有时候有一点点杂音，可能
是吗？是吗？
发音有点听不大清。
我这里已经 very quiet， but anyway， we will keep going try our best， okay？ Now， what I'm getting to this is from God's perspective， the one who rely on God struggle many years， from God's perspective， maybe。Even more acceptable to God. Accept.
那从神的角度来讲呢，就是那些靠着他的力量来抗争罪恶的，反倒他会看为更加的圣洁。
So the person may be reward more than the good person.
那这些人反倒会比那些自认为自己没有问题的人呢？所得的赏赐甚至更大。
So God look at the heart.
那神是看我们的心。
How much you have been given in terms of the resources and material?
那你在给你的这些物质这些东西当中，你有所用到的是所拿出去的用的是多少
？God gave you a factory. A is the most modern equipment you're supposed to produce 100%.
那如果神给你一个很现代化的工厂，一个非常好的工厂，你应该有100%那样子的回报。
God gave the other person a 50 years old Russian factory.
那耶稣，神也可能给另外一个人一个已经50年之久的俄罗斯的工厂。
If he could have produced 50%, he would be number one, better than anyone else.
如果他只出产了50%的东西，他还是胜过其他人了。
Don't be surprised in heaven, we have a different reward. You think that person should be rewarded, actually, it's not the case, it's the reverse of fortune.
那如果你在天上看到大家所领的赏赐的时候，不要觉得吃惊。可能有一些人，你认为他得很多，应该得很多赏赐，反倒并没有得多少赏赐。
And not only that, the Bible said God opposed the proud people, give grace to the humble.
那圣经也讲了，他抵挡那些骄傲的人，他看顾那些谦卑的人。
In First Peter, because God is a humble God, He stand right beside the needed the weak one.
这就是在彼得前书所讲的，神他就是站在那些谦卑的温柔的人旁边。
Blessed is the poor, for there's the kingdom of God.
那谦卑的人是有福了，天堂是属他们的。
Woe to the rich people, because they already get their reward.
那些就是富有的人有祸了，因为给了他们这么多。
So what I'm saying, Daddy, and don't look at just the sin, look at the understand the person, be more sympathy, because we don't have time to understand so many things, so our judgment usually is wrong. That's why we should not judge.
那我们就是要谦卑的看我们身边的罪人，因为我们的理解是有限的，我们就应该跟他们就是同理他们。
Humble ourselves to go low to love them as they are.
我们要谦卑我们自己，就是跟他们一样，在一个同样的水平线上来了解他们。
Even Jesus, after he died, he saved so few people in the world.
那虽然就是耶稣在世上的日子，他没有救很多人。
And as a matter of fact, he don't even know the result. When he died at the moment, he didn't even know the outcome of how many people come to Christ.
那他上十字架的时候，他甚至都不知道他到底救了多少个人。
Will the church survive?
他也不知道教会会不会存活下来。
That's why we should not look at any outcome. We just continue to love in humility, to humble ourselves.To love the lowly people, and the result is in God's hand.
所以呢，我们就是不要看就是表面的现象，我们就是要知道，就是我们要谦卑我们自己，跟这些人一起。
If you humble as God's Christ's humility, you are really doing God's work, regardless of the result.
那如果你像耶稣基督一样谦卑的时候，你就是在做神的工了，不管你所做的工的结果如何。
If you inwardly love into darkness, the result is in God's hand. You don't need to count the result because God wants you to just act.
那如果你把光带到了黑暗当中，你虽然不知道你所做的事情有什么结果，但是这都没有关系，因为神看重的就是你谦卑自己把这个神的爱带下来。
So, one more time, God's greatness is his humility. He understands everything what happened in this world because he lives among us. Secondly,
no, 那第一就是神是谦卑的，谦卑的神，他就是谦卑的来到世上。然后把光带下来。第二呢？
应该就是神的伟大，就是他的谦卑。
对他的 ，OK， yeah, the greatness of him is him being
in his humility。
对，神的伟大就是在乎他的谦卑。
And we are different. Our greatness depends on how well we perform. We glorify ourselves. We show off everything.
那我们人的伟大呢，我们的定义就不一样，我们会觉得哦，我做了多很多，或者是我有很有能力，我就是伟大的。
So your attitude must be not just be perfect, your heavenly father is perfect. Be loving, your heavenly father is loving. Be humble, as your heavenly father is very humble.
对，那我们的态度就是我们要完全，因为我们的天赋是完全的。我们要有爱，因为我们天赋是有爱。我们要谦卑，因为我们的天赋是谦卑的神。
Let's look at Jesus' heart. We read the Bible is in Philippians chapter 2.
那我们读腓立比书第二章，我们看看耶稣的心。
After we look at God's heart, now we look at Jesus' heart, a humble heart.
那我们刚刚看了神的爱。现在神的心，我们现在来看看耶稣的心。耶稣的心
humility is a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
那耶稣的心是有一点点不同的。
Chapter 2, Philippians. Philippians is right after Ephesians.
腓立比书第二章，以弗所书后面。
Okay, Philippians chapter 2.Verse 3.
第三节。
I read it. And interpret. I read it. Verse 3. 这
Hello， 凡事不可结。
Rather in his value other above self。
个人要看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要看顾别人的事。Hello。哎 ，Duncan， 你 mute 了，你能不能 unmute？
哦，稍等一下 ，Yeah， that's right， OK， got it。
嗯。OK。
OK， one more time。Chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition and proud heart. Rather, in humility, consider other above yourself.
那凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要个人，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Not looking to your own interest, but each of you the interest of the others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset, same attitude as Jesus Christ.
那我们应当以基督的心为心。
Verse 6, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equal with God, and rather he made himself nothing, and take the very nature of a servant.
他本有神的形象。
being made in a human likeness.
不以自己以神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance of man and humble himself, become obedient to death and even death on the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God exalted him to the high place. Verse 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name.
所以神将那圣位至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and earth.
叫一切在天上地下的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Acknowledge Jesus is Lord.
无不口称。无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀。是荣耀归于父神。
Now we look at the heart of Jesus. That's a seven step we're going down, seven step. The first step is the attitude of Christ is verse 5. We must learn. That's the heart of Jesus the Bible describes.
那我们就是有七步呢。第一步呢就是我们要以就是有基督的心为心，就是有他的那种样式。
The first thing is although he's God, he's the Son, he obeyed God.
那虽然他是神，也是跟神一样的，他是儿子，但是呢，他不与神同等，而是来谦卑顺服神。
Verse 7, empty himself means empty his status, empty his glory.
他就是把他自己的他把他自己的荣耀、自己的位分给让出来。
Maybe you're a PhD.
虽然你可能是一个博士学位。
Maybe a good-looking girl.
可能你长得很漂亮啊，美国香港小姐。
Maybe you're a multi-millionaire.
可能你是百万富翁。
A good Christian.
或者你是一个好人。
Maybe you think this is my job, but a lot of lousy people, junkies come to my business, I have to deal with them.
那可能你觉得哦，好多这些 这些不怎么样的人、不好的人来到我的公司，来到我的跟我做生意。
But dysfunctional family you deal with every day, you hate the job because they are dysfunctional people. Why God put me there?
那你每天上班，你可能觉得啊，为什么我要跟这些人一起上班呢？
But God said, empty all your status.
但是神说你把你这些所有的位分，这些你认为的东西把它倒出来。
Even Jesus emptied his sonship as the prince of God, the only prince of God and creation of the universe come down to wash feet.
那甚至就是一个就是神的儿子，神的一个王子啊，创造宇宙的主都愿意谦卑自己来到世人当中，甚至来为我们来洗脚。
Are we that lovable?
我们有那么可爱吗？
We all sin and dirty.
我们都是罪人，都是肮脏的。
The Holy God washed your feet, empty himself.
但是这个圣洁的主却愿意来为我们洗脚，来倾倒自己。
Not only that, taking the nature of a servant.
不仅仅是这样，甚至是把自己当做一个奴仆的样式。
To serve you.
来服侍你。
To wash your feet, that is the lowest status. A slave, only a slave will wash feet.
来为你洗脚，就是奴仆中的最谦卑的那位。最低微的那位来才会洗脚的。
It's incredible. It's incomprehensible. That is hard to understand. Can low go so low?
那对我们人来说，这个甚至就是无法来理解，他怎么能够这么的如此的谦卑，甚至来为我们来洗脚。
You can imagine yourself is a washing toilet.
就是你想想看，就是好像一个这个是这样的国王来洗厕所一样。
Anna,
就好像一个、
It's like wash toilet.
就好像在洗厕所一样。
Even worse, it's like swimming in the toilet.
甚至更糟糕，就好像在厕所里面。
Actually, from God's perspective, His holiness.
但是从神的眼光来说呢，它是圣洁的。
It's like swimming in the toilet.
就好像在这个就是，厕所里面还游泳一样，或者就是在一个肮脏的像。
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, 就是你能想象那样子的情况吗？
That's what Jesus did. He's obedient to God, make him to come down to show God's love, a humble love.
那就是因为耶稣的谦卑，他才愿意顺服，然后把神的那种谦卑的属性来带下。
Well, some people always reasoning, why didn't Jesus become a rich person, at least rich person in this dirty world, right? It's better.
那我们常常问，为什么耶稣来的时候，他不是一个富人的形象来呢？
At least he can use his money to do more things, right?
他至少他可以用他所有的钱来做一些更大的事情。
No, he's a servant, washing feet.
但不是，他只是一个仆人，他是来为我们洗脚的。
And is from God's perspective, is almost like a living in the mud.
那从神的眼光，甚至就好像他在住在一个就是泥，就是肮脏的泥土当中。
And he obeyed, he did it. Not only did that, he died for us.
他不仅仅是这样住在我们当中，甚至为我们死了。
And he died for us. And took up our sins.
他甚至为我们死了，为我们的罪死了。
What does that mean? He died for us. That is a tremendous thing.
这什么意思呢？这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
You mean he does not count your sin anymore. Your criminal record is erased.
就是你所有的犯下的罪，他都就好像擦掉了，他不再纪念。
Not only in the past, in the future, and forever.
不仅仅是这样，是永远的。不只是过去的罪，以后的罪他也赦免了，永远他都赦免了。听到吗？
可以听到吗？
Well, of course, you are set free, but he's the one who took the penalty. He paid the price.
那我们得了自由，但是他是那位付上代价的那个。
Duncan
掉下去了吗
？He just dropped.
哦，他没有，他只是 unmute 的，好像。
哦。
哎 ，unmute， 然后
他把屏幕关了。
Okay, can you hear me now?
哦，可以。
Yeah, your video is not on. Okay, it's good now. Duncan,
can you hear me now?
Okay,
可以，
很好。
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Duncan, hello. It's
okay.
Almost 12 o'clock. You need to look at your time.
Alvin, continue.
Yeah, it's good. But so almost 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
do you want to have some time like sharing or others?
Okay. We're finishing right now, actually. We're talking about the heart of Jesus.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. So, We look at this. He is made himself a nobody, empty himself and humble himself, even die for us, take up our sin to protect us, to protect us from the penalty of sin.
那他自己谦卑自己呢，成为奴仆的样式，甚至为我们死，所以我们在就好像在保护我们在罪中一样。
One thing, protect us from the penalty of sin.
哦，就是在保护我们被罪所带下的那个审判，使我们不至于就是被审判。
Will not be punished by sin.
我们就会不会被因我们所犯下的罪被审判。
Become a righteous person and become the son of God.
就成为一个神的儿女，一个就是神不定罪的人，一个有义的人。
So how many times you say, okay, don't judge, it's okay. Jesus say, don't judge, can you say, I follow, don't judge. Another one is that don't condemn, you don't condemn, okay. And identify with the sinner, you are the sinner too, right? It's like the adultery woman, and Jesus say, whoever have no sin.Will throw the first stone.
那我们不论断别人，以至于我们不被论断，我们不审判别人，以至于不被审判，就好像就是那个，圣经里讲的那个妇人，行淫的妇人，他被抓住的时候，别人问，能不能打死他？可是耶稣说，谁没有罪的，可以第一个扔这个石头去打这个女人。
God, Jesus integrated judging people and the sinner together with one class. Yet you are all sinners.
对，神已经把我们对，我们都是一样，都是罪人，我们都是犯了罪的人，我们不要扔石头。
So one more thing we must do today, next week is that not only we don't condemn, not only we don't judge, we know we are sinners too. Not only that, and we give and forgive.
那我们下一周呢，我们不仅仅就是我们不去论断别人，不去审判别人， 我知道我们也是跟他一样都是有罪的人，不仅仅是这样，我们还要赦免别人
and give，
还要给予
and one more thing to protect the sinner from the penalty。
还有一件事就是我们要保护这些人，以至于他们就是不被自己所犯下的罪所得到的惩罚，保护他们
as much as we can instead of expose them，
保护他，而不是就是好像曝光他们的罪。
Because the moment you expose other people, God will expose yours too。
因为你曝光别人的罪的时候，那个同样的时候，神也会来审判你。
We always say, "Hey, well, you know, I forgive him, but he should bear the consequence of sin." But that is not what Bible said.
有时候你说哦，我赦免他了，可是他所犯下的罪，神要来审判，但这并不是圣经上所写的。
You are happy he is punished.
他受审判的时候，你好高兴，你好开心。
No, we must do more to protect as much as we can from the penalty of sin, like Jesus did.
那我们要做的更多，就是我们要保护他们，以至于他们不被自己所犯的罪所得到的审判。
If we did that, God will do it for us too.
如果我们那样做，神也会同样坐在我们身上。
We treat God treat us the same way.
神对待我们就像我们怎么样对待别人。
Thank you. Today, remember, be humble as God is humble.
我们要今天我们要记住。
And we must go lower to have the attitude of Jesus to love people in a humble way.To protect them, to
那我们
forgive them, to give something to help them.
那我们今天就是我们要知道我们要谦卑，要知道我们一样是罪人，我们要保护那些就是在罪中的人。
Thank you. So today I'll ask someone to pray for we have finished pray for the sermon. So everybody learn something.I want James to pray for the finishing prayer. And then we will share a little bit.
那我们请 James 来做，是 James 吗？来做一个结束的祷告。
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你把我们聚在一起。
Heavenly Father, we thank you to gather us here today.
主啊，你通过登肯的话让我们来学习你的谦卑。
Through the words that are shared by Duncan, we learn the humbleness of yours.
告诉我们要饶恕人，饶恕得罪我们的人。
So that we can forgive those who have offended us.
主啊，让我们来向你学习，来爱那些罪人，来爱那些我们认为不可爱的人。
So that we will learn to love those who are unlovable.
主啊，我们愿意把我们的主权交在你的手上。
We're willing to give you the our authority.
完完全全的求圣灵来带领我们。
And we give all of us to the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can lead us.
在我们工作、学习、家庭生活中。
In our work, in our family, in our studies.
像您一样来谦卑。
So that we can be like you, to be humbled.
去爱那些我们认为不可爱的人。
To love those, who we think that are unlovable.
主啊，像你这样，来做光，来做盐。
So that we can be like you, to be a light, to be the salt of the earth.
我感谢你，我们的祷告奉你垂听，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
I thank you in Jesus' name. We pray, Amen.